Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Friday, July 11th. I'm Bill Fantini. In the tech headlines, Amazon ends book discounts in France and shipments of tablets fall. Those stories and more coming up, but first, Alibaba may launch its initial public offering process as soon as the end of this month, a timetable the Chinese e-commerce company shared with some investors in an email. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Alibaba has been laying plans for a public listing this summer in New York, a deal that could be one of the largest IPOs ever. Amazon.com has ended all book discounts in France and started charging a token penny for shipping books, bowing to a new French law aimed at protecting local bookstores from what they had described as unfair competition from the retailer. The new law essentially forbids online booksellers from applying government-regulated discounts to the cover prices of books. Also, they can mark down shipping under the new law, but they cannot offer it free. After years of strong growth, global shipments of tablets fell for the first time in the first quarter of this year, according to NPD Display Search. The journal's Tom Ortuso has more.
The research firm also lowered its tablet shipment forecast for 2014. The drop is in part because of weakening demand for smaller tablets, those between 7 and around 8 inches. They accounted for 58% of global tablet shipments last year. NPD says in China and other emerging markets, competition from smartphones with screens bigger than 5.5 inches is hurting demand for those tablets. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.
Yelp has leveled claims that rival search giant Google is promoting its own content at the expense of users, adding to the expression of similar concerns in Europe. An internal Yelp presentation reviewed by the Wall Street Journal contends Google is showing results from its Google Plus local listings ahead of links to Yelp, even in cases when a Google user includes the word Yelp in a search query. Google has responded that its goal is to provide the right information at just the right time. As we continue, honors for Netflix.
Is there a voice in your head saying, you can do better with your finances? Well, know that you can do better. Save more for retirement and reduce costly broker and mutual fund fees with a free, easy, and secure tool called Personal Capital. In one place, Personal Capital aggregates all of your accounts like your 401k and IRA, shows how much you're overpaying in fees, and how to reduce those fees. You also get tailored advice on optimizing your investments. That's the personal in Personal Capital. When you're ready, Personal Capital will assign an expert advisor to you to talk about how to make the most of your investments, both by helping to optimize your portfolio and reduce your fees. Take the first easy step. Go to personalcapital.com/WSJ to check if you're overpaying on your annual investment fees. Signing up takes just a minute. Personal Capital gives you total clarity and transparency to make better investment decisions on the web or on your smartphone or tablet. To set up your free account, go to personalcapital.com/WSJ. That's personalcapital.com/WSJ.
Gartner has raised its revenue projection for semiconductors in 2014, citing expected strong demand for mobile devices, including the iPhone. Chip sales are expected to be up almost 7% from a year ago. Netflix is seeing its investment in original online programming pay off. The company scored 31 Emmy nominations for shows like House of Cards and Orange is the New Black. Finally today, the Uber effect continues to spread throughout the startup world. The Wall Street Journal's Hank Weisbecker reports.
Cover, a mobile payment startup focused on restaurants, is the latest newly funded startup touting itself as the Uber for something. The company, which said Thursday it has raised $5.5 million in funding, aims to recreate the experience of taxi hailing app Uber by allowing patrons to pay for their meals without ever seeing a check or swiping a credit card. Users simply alert the waiter they are using the Cover app to pay and then walk away at the end of the meal. Even the tip is automated. I'm Hank Weisbecker for the Wall Street Journal.
Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.